Well, it's not basketball season, but we can talk a little bit about basketball today, Dr. Brand. Recently, our enforcement staff has made some changes. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes. One of the areas that we have the most concern about is the pre-collegiate environment that's surrounding basketball. As you know, Josh, basketball is the most popular sport in America today in the sense of most participants, young men and young women. It's also important to us because our major revenue stream is the CBS contract, which looks at the men's tournament. So there are lots of reasons for us to want to get basketball straight. And the problem is that there is a more chaotic situation in basketball, men's basketball especially, than there are in other sports. In fact, what our enforcement division did, which I think is a good move on their part, is they said, we want some of our senior investigators to spend full time on basketball. Not so much because they see a particular problem that they want to pursue, but it's a complex environment, and they want to learn who the players are, so to speak. They want to get the networks. They want to get all the facts that aren't obvious to the occasional viewer, and then be able, when a problem arises, be better prepared to deal with it. We don't do that in any other area of enforcement, and this is because we really do want to stress that there's a set of problems here, different and harder than the rest of our sports, but also it plays a particular role for the NCAA.
So, Dr. Brand, what do you say if someone comes to you and says, why are you focusing on basketball solely? Is that a problem area?
It is a problem area. We've had more difficulties, and frankly, it's a more difficult area because it's more complex. It's not as well organized as other sports. So, for example, we have national organizations for swimming and baseball and even football and so on that oversee the youth environment. We don't have any national organization that focuses only on the youth environment in this country. We are trying to rectify that through the Youth Basketball Initiative, about which we talked at some earlier time, but we don't have any focus on it yet. And while those issues are going on, I think it's probably best that we spend some of our enforcement human resources on it.
Well, let's talk about that Youth Basketball Initiative. I know we've spoken about it on the podcast a couple of times, but that was at the Final Four where you announced it with David Stern and some others about this important initiative. How does this get back to that? I mean, basketball is where we're really putting a lot of effort right now.
I think they're complementary but not related. I mean, trying to look at the enforcement side is very important to us, in particular to try and be proactive about it and make sure we understand it before we are forced to take any actions if they're necessary. The basketball initiative is a very positive approach, not an enforcement approach. It's not trying to deal with any issues we know of breaking rules or laws. Rather, it's an attempt of making sure that we provide the kind of education, both in skill development, life skills, and so on, amongst young women and men, as well as for coaches and officials. So the Youth Basketball Initiative is sort of the positive approach. There are problems we have to solve, too, and it would be naive to say that there aren't. So this is an attempt to get in front of those issues as much as possible.
And certainly, if the Youth Basketball Initiative goes like we think it will, that could help alleviate some of the problems down the road in the college game.
That's exactly right. I mean, I don't think either approach by itself is going to be entirely successful. I think the major effort is through the Youth Basketball Initiative. And so we have a small number, but highly professional and very very good investigators looking and focusing on the basketball situation. I don't think we'll solve every problem that way and it will catch everyone, but I think the fact of the matter is it will give us a better opportunity than we've had in the past.
Sounds good. Thank you, Dr. Brand.
My pleasure.